It is said that over the course of a lifetime, most people don't even utilize 10% of their brain power, which is a very fascinating and frightening thought, especially nowadays where many of us allow content creators to do thinking for us. Rabbi Rochem Levavitz talks about this idea in many places in his Svarim, how important it is for a person to utilize their mind to think. In fact, the shayrish of all our maisim, the root of all our actions, really comes from our thoughts and our ideas. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuvah that more than doing teshuvah for our actions, we have to do teshuvah for our thoughts, because our thoughts are what create and bring out our actions. This week's parsha, Parshas Tazria Metzaira, specifically Parshas Metzaira, and the idea of Tzaras and Lashon Hara, gives us a lot to think about. Rabbi Rochem says that we're very familiar with what he calls the Shulchan Aruch Gashmi. The Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Gashmias. What is the Shulchan Aruch of Gashmias? It's the laws of cause and effect, right? There's cause and effect everywhere we go. Right? There's a reason why they made hot cups, because water's hot. And if you want to drink hot water, you have to have something to protect you. Right? There are entire industries that are created around the laws of nature, the laws of cause and effect, the laws of Teva. There are Band-Aid industries. There are rubber band industries. There are industries around safety and health. There are different types of pot handles. There are lanes that are created on roads so that the cars stay where they're supposed to stay. There's the Shulchan Aruch Gashmi, and we live by those laws throughout our lives. What we're less aware of is that there's something called a Shulchan Aruch Ruchni, a Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Ruchnius. Rabbi Rochem says that we tend to think of Ruchnius as like this concept that's just kind of like floating in the air. You hear a nice Dvar Torah, you hear a nice Machshava, and you have some feelings around it. But what we don't realize, he says, is that the true reality is Ruchnius. Ruchnius is reality. It's the Gashmi that is just a Levush, as Chazal say. The Guf is a Levush over the Neshama. And just like we find 613 Evarim Gashmiim, in the Pnimiyas Hadavar, there are 613 Evarim Ruchniyim. So Parshas Metzaira focuses our attention on part of our body that really is very hidden, the tongue. It's called the Baal Lashon Hara, Lashon Tov, Lashon Hara. Right? Hachayim v'hamaves biyad halashon, says Shlaima HaMalach in Mishlei. Life and death are in the hands of this floppy little thing that lives in the dark most of the time, Chazal say, and it doesn't even have an etzem. The tongue is, you know, technically it's very weak in comparison to a hand or a foot or teeth. So we don't really think much about our tongues and the natural consequences, the natural spiritual consequences of our mouths. And yet Chazal say that Lashon is really the source of everything. And it's something to think about, just in general, to think about thinking. But more specifically, when it comes to Tzaras, it's not a Teva thing. Meaning to say, it doesn't make any sense in Teva that if you speak badly about somebody else, that you're going to grow all kinds of growths on your house, on your clothing, and on your skin. And the reason why we think it's not natural is, number one, we don't have it anymore. In the times of the Midbar, they were zeicha to see that their actions had real consequences. We don't get that anymore. We don't get to see the natural spiritual consequences of our actions or our thoughts, right? So if you say bad about somebody, if our skin would erupt, or if there would right away be a growth on the wall a week after we started speaking bad about a group of people or an individual, that was a nes. That was something that was the natural spiritual consequence of our behavior. So we're not zeichet to have that anymore, and therefore we have to think about it. But in the times of in this week's parasha, the Torah talks about different levels of natural spiritual consequences that come to a person who speaks badly about somebody else. First, it comes onto the walls of a person's house. And if a person doesn't get the message at that point, then it travels onto their clothing. And if they still don't get the message, then ultimately it comes onto their skin, and the Kohen will paskin on it, and in some cases it will be Tahar, and in other cases it will be Tumas Tzaras. And there's a whole process that the Torah talks about where they have to go Michutz Lamachana, and they have to sit for a week, and possibly 2 weeks. They have to bring Karbanos, there's Tumah, there's Tahara. And what we're learning from this is that there's this entire Shulchan Aruch Ruchni that exists, that when we do things or when we don't do things, we're creating something real in our lives. And it's really important to spend time thinking about it, and that's a really powerful lesson that the Torah is giving us over in this week's parsha, that our actions have consequences, and it's not just our quote-unquote strong actions. You know, it's obvious to any person that if Reuven hits Shimon, then he's chayev. He was mazik him. He damaged him. So it has to be, the damage has to be assessed, and money has to be paid. When it comes to speech, we don't look at it as a hard act. It's a soft act. We're just speaking. Like, what are we doing already? Chazal say it's a lav she'en by maisa. Speaking is an avera that doesn't have an action, so to speak. It's not like a strong thing. We're just using our tongue. And, you know, what's the tongue already? It's just this soft little thing that doesn't even have a bone to it. But the Torah is telling us that that's not the case. Hachayim v'amavas biyad haloshen, that life and death are in our hands. And it should be a lesson for us to think about and to grow from. Have a good Shabbos.